The Dublin Miniatures is a project I just started last month with funding from an Arts Council bursary award to write new piano music. And among the collection of piano music I'm writing, I wanted to make this book of piano miniatures. And in the process of planning that project, I had this idea that each miniature I write would be about a different part of Dublin City. I'd been studying abroad for a number of years, and coming back to Dublin now, I've been cycling more and getting to see the city more. So I had this idea that I would cycle around the city, get to know it, find all the hidden corners, and each miniature would be written in a different part of the city. So they've come together in sets. So I would go to a particular area like the Liberties or along the Docklands, and I'd write a few pieces of music in different corners of that part of the city. I cycle around with the camera, and I photograph all the things that I didn't see before, kind of things that have changed, things that haven't changed, all the things I notice about the city. And then when I find a particular spot that I want to write about, I'll sit down if there's a seat available and compose a piece of music right there and take a few photographs of it. I have some ideas of where I want to go, because this is a project to allow me to kind of rediscover Dublin. So there are areas that I feel have changed, or I feel that I didn't get to know well enough before I moved away to study. So now that I'm back in Dublin, there are definitely places I want to know better. So I am going to those places. I have no preconceived idea of what I'm going to write. The way I do it is to spend some time in the area, and it starts by just judging the mood, like whether this is going to be a lively piece or a calm piece or whatever it might be. So once I have a mood for the place, then I'll just think of a couple of notes once I get a quick motif in my head. And then after that, it's really just like composing a normal piece of music, because you only need three or four notes to be your motif. They're so short. And by the time you develop them and finish them, there's not that many notes in each piece. They'll pretty much be complete there on the spot. Some of them, if they're more complex than my smartphone can handle, if I'm trying to play them on the keyboard there, it's best to go home and play them on the piano just to be sure. So I might tweak one or two things the next day for if there's maybe too many lines of music or the chords are too big or something. But for the most part, they're small enough and short and simple enough that they can be written right there and then. The idea of even making this book of miniatures about Dublin was a fairly recent idea. So it followed on equally recently about how I should disseminate them. The fact that each one comes with music and photos, and then I can combine the two into a short video, all kind of pointed towards the different social media. So there's a Flickr account for the photos, a SoundCloud for the music, YouTube for the videos, and then Facebook and Twitter. And I made a new Facebook page just for the pieces themselves. And then I've also embedded it in my own website. So the homepage of petermornmusic.com will have a new video every other day as they're uploaded. So, and also the fact that I'm in the middle of it, that it's an ongoing process, and there'll probably be like 20 or 30 finished pieces. So,
and you've composed how many so far?
I've composed about a dozen. I've had three of them have been put out already on the internet, and the next few are being made into videos and being recorded, and the others are still in scrappy notated form. So each, there's a kind of production line as one gets ready to be released, the next one is towards the video stage and that sort of thing. So because there's so many different formats, and because there's they're so bite-sized as well, they did seem to suggest a kind of social media, especially someone called them like the classical music for the Twitter age or something, you know, a 20-second piece. And people have commented on that. When they click on a link to a video, they're often afraid to sit for 3 or 4 minutes if there's something they don't like, and people have been saying they're really refreshed to see that it's just a 20-second thing and that's it, and they've enjoyed it, and then they can't wait for the next one. People have talked about, they kind of get hooked on them and they're eager for the next one. So they really are well suited to that format, because they're these little 20-second videos and a short sentence about each one. There's a bit of history or meaning behind each one, so the stories and the music, all the ideas are very short and quick, so they're well suited to Twitter and Facebook.
What's it like composing in all these odd locations, if I can put it that? I mean, does a point come in your composing that you actually forget about the surroundings and you could be anywhere, or are you aware of the strangeness of composing in, you know, some side street or doorway in the Liberties?
It is a very interesting experience how much this composition process imitates the larger composition processes. So all the things that usually happen writing a bigger piece happen in these pieces. So you do get lost in writing the music, but it only lasts a few seconds because it takes a couple of minutes to write each piece. And as I say, you do come back to the piece the next day to tweak it, whereas if I was writing an orchestral work, I might spend months coming back to it with fresh ears. So all the things that normally happen do happen on a smaller scale. So you do get lost in the music. You are aware of people kind of wondering what you're doing. But I think they kind of forgive you when they see the camera. You know, you're going to fairly scenic places or historic places, and they presume you're a photographer rather than a composer. So I think that makes it look a little less strange. But when I am just sitting down with manuscript paper and my little smartphone out, trying to play a few pitches, get the pitches into my head. We are clearly in a kind of paradigm shift. And the old formats of sitting quietly in a concert hall is what really tests people. There are other places where music, contemporary music, is being much, much more interactive, and it's bringing much wider audiences. So yes, miniatures disseminated through social media is one way to reach large numbers. And it is the nature of the music. It's not like... that is, the nature of contemporary music is changing. So these pieces would be well suited to the concert hall, but they're equally well suited to social media.